Unit 13, page 158. Listening, sentence completion.
You will hear an interview with a woman who is a wildlife expert and television presenter. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences.
With us today in the studio is the television wildlife expert Charlotte Uhlenbrook. Charlotte, you've spent much of your life travelling around the world. Where would you say is home?
Oh, it's hard to say. I was born in England and my mother comes from there. But my father works for the United Nations and he's Dutch. When I was 5, we went to Nepal. I lived there for 10 years and I suppose I still think of Nepal as home in a way, as that's where I grew up and went to school.
Do an English school?
Well, American, actually. But it was good because it had such a mixture of students. They came from all over the world. Then, when I was 15, my parents went to Africa and I went to boarding school in England. So, I feel at home in most places.
And where does your interest in animals come from?
I've always loved them. When we were living in Nepal, I used to wander the streets trying to rescue stray dogs. Anyway, I did zoology and psychology at university, and then when I left, I got a job at the BBC.
So, is that how you became a TV presenter?
No. At that stage, I was working as a researcher. Then one evening, a friend asked if I'd heard that volunteers were wanted to work on a project in Africa. And I phoned up straight away.
So then you returned to Africa?
Yes, I spent 4 years there studying chimpanzees. And at the same time, I was working for my PhD. It was on the subject of animal communication. And then the BBC invited me to take part in a programme about the project.
Did you find TV presenting was a big challenge?
Well, not really. Because it was my subject, it was quite easy, like telling a friend what was going on. I didn't feel as if I was talking to millions of people. And I enjoyed it because it was so different from academic research, where you always have to communicate everything in a very formal way. I don't think that science always needs to be like that. You don't become inaccurate just by using normal language.
Charlotte, you've spent years out in the wild with dangerous animals. You must have had some alarming experiences. Did you ever really feel you were in danger?
Well, I think probably my worst experience was when I was pursued by killer bees through the jungle, and I fell 30 metres down onto a narrow ledge with another 50 metre drop below me. But in general, if you learn about the way animals communicate and their social structure, you're generally safe enough. I was watching a pair of young gorillas once and they decided to show off. The younger one walked up, kicked me, and looked at his brother as if to say, "What do you think of that?" The other one started beating his chest and then just knocked me down and sat on me.
Weren't you terrified?
No, not really, because I could see that they wouldn't hurt me. They were just teenage gorillas showing off.
So, is there anything you've learned from animal communication that you've been able to apply to human relationships?
Well, when we're communicating with other people, we tend just to take notice of the words we hear, but in fact, we're also unconsciously picking up clues on body language all the time. And I think studying animals has made me more aware of this.
And finally, what about the future of primates such as chimpanzees?
It doesn't look good. Hunters are killing the females for their meat and selling the babies to traders nowadays. They're adorable, but they should never be bought as pets. There's a tendency to think of them as amusing caricatures of humans, but they are sophisticated animals in their own right. In the wild, they can live until they are 50 years old. And they can become 4 times stronger than man, if only they're allowed to.
Charlotte, thank you.
Now listen to the recording again.